And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. In Massachusetts, the Department of Public Health is taking aim at pro-life pregnancy centers with a $1 million ad campaign. Billboards, social media ads, and even a video warn women to stay away from pro-life pregnancy centers, and the campaign directs women to a government website promoting abortion services instead. Oh yeah, that talk about public health. I guess in Massachusetts, public health now includes publicly funded promotion of ending unborn lives. And tax dollars at work, folks. And in a rant that some people call eyebrow-raising, I call it just par for the course. MSNBC anchor Joy Reid recently let loose with a tirade that seemed to suggest the key to political victory is, well, discrimination. In the video that's currently making the rounds, Reid emphatically declared that keeping white male Christians out of power is all that matters. Look, I am by far no political strategist at all, but I'm pretty sure when you alienate a significant portion of the electorate, that's not typically something you'll find in Chapter 1 of Winning Elections for Dummies. Reid's comments sparked a flurry of responses, as you might be able to imagine, including from Twitter owner Elon Musk, who quipped, "Racism against white people is still racism." Racism is racism regardless. Who knew in 2024 we'd need reminders that discrimination based on race, gender, or religion is wrong, regardless of who it's directed at? Seems like the left's unity strategy has boiled down to finding a common enemy. Because, you know, nothing says inclusive politics quite like exclusion, right? And in Washington, the House passed the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, or SAVE Act, with 216 Republican and 5 Democrats voting in favor. The bill aims to require proof of U.S. citizenship for voter registration in federal elections. House Speaker Mike Johnson said today 198 House Democrats voted against preventing illegal aliens from voting in American elections. The bill will face an uphill battle in the Democrat-controlled Senate, however, and President Biden has already signaled his opposition. 7 states and the American College of Pediatrics are suing the Biden administration over a rule that would require doctors to affirm children's new gender identities and push them toward medical interventions. The lawsuit argues the rule violates the Affordable Care Act by requiring doctors to act against their sound medical judgment. Dr. Jill Simmons said, quote, "Our doctors take an oath to do no harm, but the Biden administration's rule forces them to violate this oath and perform procedures that are harmful and dangerous to our patients, vulnerable children." And that's not something this administration seems to care about at all. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.